Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's good to be back. I would say in this chair, but I stand, so. I don't know how people do talk radio sitting. I really prefer to stand. I could do it. I think I've done it occasionally, and I'm trying to think back, maybe in Phoenix I did. But, like, standing is, I don't know, more energy, you know? Maybe I should sit.
Maybe we're,
we've discovered the source of the problem. It's coffee and standing. That's what makes Andrew who he is. Aw, dang. Let's see. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
You too. Good morning. It's great to hear your voice back again, sort of.
Yeah, it's still not quite there, but we're working on it. I'm working on it. I figure by use, maybe that's the way we go with this. Let's start with the bad news, and then we'll get to the good news afterwards. We had a drive-by at the Sitco at Payson Garden.
Well, yeah, maybe. This individual, the victim, was sitting on a bench at the convenience store at the corner of Garden and Pace, and a vehicle pulled up. The driver rolled the window down on the passenger side and shot through that window and hit the individual in the knee. We're fairly confident that one or both of them are familiar with each other and that we'll be able to bring this case to a conclusion very soon.
Okay, so this was not a random shooting. At least you don't think so.
No, we don't think so. Fortunately, the injuries were minor on the victim, so hopefully we'll wrap that one up pretty quick.
Do we know yet whether it was crime, gang, drugs related or personal beef related or something else, or do we know?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
The investigators probably do, but that's information, again, that we never want to jeopardize an investigation. So once an arrest is made and we're able to talk more about it, I certainly will.
Okay. All right. I said we get from the – that's anything else happen worth reporting on that I didn't know about already? Crime incidents kind of things?
For Christmas and all, and a holiday, we didn't have anything major to report. We haven't had any of those tragic DUI crashes that sometimes happen. That's been, and hopefully that's going to continue throughout the new year. So it's been very uneventful in Pensacola.
My favorite words. Whenever I talk to the cops, I love uneventful. It may make for boring radio, but it makes for good society, and I'll take that over the other all the time. Speaking of good society, you guys have done some pretty cool things this week, including putting on the light show for the Children's Hospital, right?
Yeah, that's something that we do. We've done for 5 years now, and this is an event that it's on Christmas Eve. Officers are there. We don't have to make them go. This is something that from the newest officer all the way up to the command staff, the captains, the deputy chief and the chief are there. This is something that we look forward to. We like to see the smiles on the faces through those windows of those children, and that's what happened the other night. So we appreciate everybody that came, Pensacola Fire Department, Escambia County, EMS, Escambia Fire, the Sheriff's Department, and the Florida Highway Patrol all came together to put the smiles on those kids' faces.
Oh, my God. How many apparatus did you have there, if you had to guess?
Oh, I couldn't tell you about how many. I don't know.
50?
40?
40 or 50?
It could be 50. Yeah, it could be. It was packed like it always is.
No, that's I love this. This is such a neat little thing. And I love that the county gets involved. They're like, us too. That's perfect. And then the other thing, kind of a cool thing you guys did this week, this is common for law enforcement to do, but still that doesn't make it not cool. It's very cool. The shopping spree at Target, right?
Yeah. So we had some teenagers that I believe there were 9 or 10 that were there that officers throughout the year, they run into these teenagers in incidents or situations that are not good. So if we can help them out at Christmas time to show another side of the police department, that's what we're going to do to help them out at Christmas. And like last year and years before, Andrew, some of these children, or these teenagers, these young adults, they didn't get anything for themselves. They bought things for family members and other people. They've been involved in some tragedy over the past year, and we were able to come in there and do this with help from Target and Innisfree and others, and we're glad to be able to do that each year.
No, it's you're telling me what I had experienced the same. I watched these kids back in, I went with Escambia County Sheriff's to the Walmart across the street back when they used to do it at the Walmart. And that's what the kids would, so many of them would, you know, they're buying something for mom, buying something for sister. And it's like, you got to kind of force them to buy something for themselves. At least sometimes that's the case. And it's just such a beautiful thing. And I love that you guys do that. I did not know that the kids who participate in this are kids that officers encounter through the course of their service calls and then recommend for the program instead of like sort of being, you know, applicants or, you know, something like that. I think that's a wonderful thing. I did want to ask you, and I know you talked with Walker about this last week, but let's talk just a little bit about the red light cameras, because I just want to make sure none of this comes as a surprise to people. You know, I think we might have been the first to report on the polls going in, but I just want to make sure that everybody hears about this. 9th and Fairfield, 9th and Airport, and 9th and Bayou are going to have red light cameras, and we're getting pretty close, but it didn't look like the machinery was all that close to me yesterday or Tuesday. Are they definitely going to go operational January 1st?
That's what we hope. We know for sure that we have at least three that Florida Power and Light just has to put the juice to, just has to hook up the electricity. And then the rest we're hoping to have online by New Year's Day. But if not, they will not be very far behind at all.
Okay. Because the ones that I drove past at, where was I? Bayou, I think. And I thought, oh, I don't know that those ones look like they're quite ready. But maybe they are, and it just didn't look that way to me. And the short version of this is, it's for the first month, it's a ticket that's just a warning with no price tag, and then after that it's what, $158, is that right?
Yeah, it's $158. It's a civil fine, a civil penalty, so but it can get ugly after that if you choose not to pay it, because then we have to write a uniform Florida citation. Points are involved on that, and then it gets more expensive. It jumps up to $264. So the first month will just be warnings. And then after that, then the citations will be issued, or the civil citations will be issued.
And it is, first of all, it is cheaper than if an in-person police officer were to fine you for catching you in person. And there is a super easy way for people to avoid having to pay the red light camera fine, and that is what?
To not run the red light is the biggest one that we came up with.
Yeah, it's a relatively obvious solution that you would think maybe more people would simply avail themselves of. It is coming up to, before you and I talk again, it will have been New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. In the state of Florida, fireworks are legal, at least some fireworks are legal to explode on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. But there is an important exception to that law, which is?
Cities can override that. They can have their own ordinances, and we do have that in the city of Pensacola. So if it flies or explodes, it's still illegal. We do get complaints. We will be getting complaints on New Year's Eve, a lot of them. We always do. But we want our citizens to know that those complaints will be answered as soon as we can get there. There will be a lot of them. And, of course, high-priority calls must come first, and then we will get around to answering those fireworks complaints. But a lot of times, by the time we get there, the fireworks have been all used up, and there's not a lot we can do. But we will answer your calls. It just may take us a while for those which are low-priority calls that night.
And I want to give you a moment to do your best to discourage people to shoot guns off at New Year's Eve.
Well, there's going to be no warnings for that. If we find out that happened and we know who you are, there will be an arrest made. There's that bullet's going to come down someplace, and it does a lot of damage when it does. So please don't do that. That's something that we won't tolerate, zero tolerance, and you can get arrested for that, or you will get arrested for that.
Anytime somebody fires a gun and it leaves their property in the state of Florida, that becomes a crime, right?
Yes, and they are absolutely 100% liable for that.
Yeah, if they're not justified in using it in self-defense, as cases we've talked about many, many times. Mike, we always like to end with a did-you-know or a cop myth. I have one for you this week. My question is, do police officers, and it's more of a do-you-know, do police officers drive differently in their cop car rather than in their regular car? Every citizen in the known universe drives better when the cops are around. Do cops drive better when cops are around?
Yes. look, We don't, and looking at it from our perspective, we don't want to disrespect that officer or his cruiser or break the law ourselves. We're supposed to be, we're held to a higher standard, and we are no better than anybody else if we go out there and speed in our personal vehicles. That's something that you just don't do. So, but to answer your question, if a police car gets up behind us, maybe I wouldn't say it makes us nervous, because to me personally, it does not. But I'd still want to respect that officer and make sure he doesn't have to pull me over for any reason, unnecessarily.
And do great answer. I appreciate that. And it's right, of course. Do cops drive their own cars differently than they drive their cruiser?
Well, we don't have to go to hot calls in our personal vehicle, so I believe it's under normal circumstances, it's about the same.
But have you ever been in your personal car and thought, man, I wish I had the switch?
Yes. There's been many times that you've seen something, especially an impaired driver.
Yeah.
And that's something, that we just get on the phone and take care of that. And that's something else I'd like to throw out real quick. We've got more people watching. Everybody's got a cell phone now, and particularly people need to remember this on New Year's Eve. It used to be that you didn't get stopped or arrested unless you hit something or an officer got behind you. Now everybody has a cell phone. Andrew, we get a lot of calls from the public about impaired drivers that cannot maintain their lane, that sit at green lights and things like that. And we are going, and most of those drivers, those witnesses, will stay behind that driver until we're able to stop that vehicle. So please don't think that as long as I don't see a cop around, I'm going to be okay, because people are calling us, we're getting there, we're stopping these vehicles, and we're making impaired driving arrests every year.
Amen. And I do the same. I've reported numerous people who are, and I'll always be patient and wait and see, is it just a one time they check their phone or something like that. And if it's consistent and it's obvious, I will absolutely call. The one question I have for you, and this might be useful for people, I always have the non-emergency numbers for all of the police agencies in my phone, because I've found over the years that's a very useful thing to have. Do you want people to call 911 for a drunk driver they observe, or do you want them to call the non-emergency number?
No, they can call 911. They could be saving somebody's life when they do that.
Okay, fair enough. And I just want to make sure that people hear that message, that if you know for sure, or even if you strongly suspect, that's why you have a call. You're the eyes, right? You're the eyes of the law to be able to, potentially prevent somebody's life from being taken as a result of that. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the great tips and great information, and we'll talk to you again next week, and Happy New Year in between.
Happy New Year. Thank you.